We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it is that time. The final week of the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. They'll do a real one of these. It's not a mock. It's a real draft. Coming up Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we'll be doing the live draft show, taking you up to the Eagles pick. And we were joking the other day off air, like, all right, what time do we think this draft show is going to go to? Like, when are the Eagles going to pick? Because we always go through the Eagles pick on draft night, and we know it's at number 22. And who knows, what it's not like 10 o'clock at night or wherever they start at 8, 22 will be around 10 o'clock. But maybe it'll be a lot earlier. In today's Daily Mock, we have ourselves a trade-up. We'll get there, tell you who the Eagles are taking. All right, number one, we're going to ESPN today. Jordan Reed's latest mock, Caleb Williams, quarterback USC to the Bears. Number two, Jaden Daniels. And we got to get to the story going on with Washington in a couple minutes because they may be annoying their brand new quarterback before they even draft him. Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback to the Commanders. Number three, the Patriots stay put and select Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. At number four, Arizona also stays put. A lot of people think they'll trade out. They take Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Number five, Chargers select Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. So no tradeouts in the top five. Number six, Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU to the Giants. Number seven, Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington to the Titans. At number eight, we have a trade. The Falcons move down, Vikings move up, and the Vikings move up for J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Number nine, Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama to the Bears. Brock Bowers goes 10 to the Jets. Leiatu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA to the Falcons at 11. I like Latu a lot. And now, Hugh, we'd have to stop waiting for the Eagles because here comes the pick. We have a trade in this mock draft.
Woo-hoo!
The Eagles trade the 22nd pick, the 50th pick, and number 161. So they swap three picks to move up to number 12 to select Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. As you mentioned a little while ago, they haven't taken a corner this high since Lito Shepard. Slay and Bradbury will be 33 and 31 years old at the start of next season. All right, Hugh, what do you think? 22? And 50 and 161 to get up, swap with the Broncos, and select Terrion Arnold.
I'm okay with this, man. You know, talking about 6 foot, 189 pounds, young Thundercat. It's all about playing in the run game. All about playing in the run game. As a matter of fact, I was in the break room talking to Ike about that. I feel like this is nothing personal for me when I talk about these corners and the way that they play. But I just feel like in this day and age, in this NFL, you have to have guys that are going to be in the run support game. They're going to have to help you in run support. And our corners don't do that. They don't do that. So we're going to need, in order for our team to be better, in order for our pass rush to get home, we're going to have guys out there that are not going to be afraid to get their uniforms dirty and play in the run game. And to me, neither one of these corners, well, I don't think Bradbury can do it anymore, and I don't think Slay is going to do it. You know, he's still a good corner. But I think in this NFL, you have to have corners that are going to come up and run support and play the run.
So I agree with you on that. And that's secondary for me. I know that's number one for you. I need guys that can run and cover, right? Because I don't think Bradbury could do that anymore. I also like it. It says when you look at a scouting report, he does both. He can cover, and he's not afraid to come up and tackle. His comparison on NFL.com is Marshawn Lattimore. I love that one. Before Lattimore's injury started, he was a star when he walked into the NFL for New Orleans. I like this idea. I mean, the Eagles' defense last year, I think only one team in the NFL gave up more passing touchdowns. From midseason, it was obvious they couldn't stop the pass. It was whether it was Sam, what's his name? Who was the quarterback with the Commanders last year?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell, yeah.
Or Mac Jones, or whoever. They just were getting torched because they couldn't cover. And I think they've done some this offseason. Obviously, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is a playmaker. But they haven't done a lot to remedy this. Like, we could hope that a guy like Eli Ricks or Kelee Ringo is ready to become a starter next year. Probably Ringo is more of a chance. But they haven't done a lot to address corner. This would qualify as a lot. Like, trading three picks to go get Terry and Arnold would qualify as a lot. And I would think he could be a starter day one. If you're trading up to number 12, Hugh, James Bradbury, whether he's here on the bench or whatever.
Yeah, that's a day one starter.
Yes.
No question about that. That's a plug-and-play guy. If you're moving up to get him at that point, yeah, he's a plug-and-play guy. No question about that.
Now, it is a lot, though, right? It is a lot. It's not cheap. I mean, trading 22, 50, and 161 is three picks. I mean, a first and a second rounder to move up to 10 spots. That is not a small price. Kyle, what do you think? Would you be good with Terrion Arnold?
Yeah, well, I'm well on the record with I hate the number 22 pick. I think it's a miserable spot for the Eagles to be in. And it's a tough spot. Like, if you are, like, the Eagles need a cornerback desperately. And I'm way more into drafting a cornerback than I am an offensive lineman. So if you're going to do that, you might as well get the right guy, get the best guy on the board. And I mean, hell, if they trade up for this guy, he better be the right guy. I would assume he is. So instead of waiting for 22 to get Cooper DeJean, why not trade up and get the best guy on the board?
Yeah, and you might not. And look, they could be shut out of corner totally if Cooper DeJean goes earlier than we think, right? If Arnold goes and Kool-Aid goes and Quinyon Mitchell goes. So this is an aggressive play. I like it. All right, before we get back to the phones here, Hugh, we got to mention this story because there's something going on here with the Commanders. Now, they have the number two pick, obviously. Caleb Williams is going to go one. The Commanders, everyone believes, will take a quarterback at number two. Well, they may have annoyed the quarterback they're going to take. Everyone seems to think it's likely Jaden Daniels from LSU is their guy. Did you see what they did last week with him and other quarterbacks?
Heard about it.
They brought them all in like a class trip instead of like a job interview for one person. Usually these visits are one-on-one, right? One player with team.
But it seemed like I wasn't there. But it seemed like it was a nice day. They went for a golf outing. They went and got ice cream. They played putt-putt or something like that.
Oh, did they?
They did some team activity stuff.
How would you feel if you were on a job interview and all the other applicants were there with you?
I mean,
I'd feel awkward.
I mean, I was on a job interview when I was trying to get drafted. I mean, my trip was an individual trip.
Well, that's what I mean.
But it's like, dude, I would have just been happy to be in the room, dog. It's different. I understand where you're going, Joe. It was different for me. I'm not a good example of that because it was different for me. I went to Central State University in Wilberforce. I didn't go to Michigan State. I wasn't a Spartan.
You weren't.
They don't know who he is.
Yeah, you weren't the reigning Heisman Trophy winner like this guy.
No, I wasn't that guy. I mean, but it sounds like a lot of guys were in their feelings a little bit. But this is a big decision. And we've seen how decisions have played into, you know, making or breaking a franchise. Bryce Young is considered right now, even though he's only played one season.
A bust. Wow, did you see him last year? He looked tiny. He looked tiny.
And CJ Stroud. You know what's funny? I saw this story about how Lovie Smith did the Houston Texans a favor by winning that game that got him fired.
Pushed him to the second pick. It's the guy CJ Stroud.
Yes. They need to be sending them flowers.
Well, Lovie's also lucky that the Panthers made the wrong pick. Otherwise, he would have sent the Bryce Young.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How about this? But it sounds like it annoyed Jaden Daniels, who probably will be picked by the Commanders on Thursday night. So his agent, Hugh, his name is Ron Butler. This will make you you'll laugh at this one. Someone found his likes on Twitter. You know what he liked? He liked tweets ripping the Commanders.
Yeah.
So Jaden Daniels' agent is liking tweets ripping the Commanders. One of them said this: how many companies do this? Puts them around their peers, bring in players from the team along with them to see how they interact. Who the bleep cares how they interact with other players they'll never play with? This doesn't make sense to me. That was liked by Jaden Daniels' agent. So if you need to smile today, Josh Harris, people skills, lacking in Philadelphia. They're lacking in Washington. They're lacking all over the place. We'll see what happens with the top few picks. But Eagles in this mock trade up from 12 to 22 for Terrion Arnold.
I think this is something different.
You think teams are going to start doing this?
I do. Because they were talking about potentially doing this.
But why? What do you think you learned from a group rather than just a one-on-one?
I don't know. Because you know what's funny? You know what's funny about this? And it's funny how this story relates to something that's going on in my hometown. They're looking for an athletic director right now at my high school.
You going to apply?
Oh, hells no. But the story is, it's between these two applicants, and I think they've applied it like they know about each other. So it's kind of the same thing. I think this is like the new innovative way of doing things.
Group job interviews.
Yes, I do believe so, because I feel like it kind of separates the people that you might want to meet. Because I kind of look.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look at it like this. You've only heard one story of one person being perturbed about this whole
thing.
And
that's Jaden Daniels.
Yes. Why are you perturbed, though? Why are you perturbed? Because you felt like what couldn't you do in that group setting that you would have did all alone? Like seriously, it's they're talking to you about how you were running the offense or whatever, or football stuff. So I guess my question would be, why are you so upset that your agent is going out, you know, kind of undermining what you're trying to do this Thursday?
Would you say that the NFL draft's kind of the beginning of a relationship between the player and the team?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. This is maybe a little off the beaten path.
Yeah.
If you want to take a lady out for a dinner.
I was thinking The Bachelor when you was about to bring this.
Yeah.
Analogy.
So like, let's say she says, "I will go out, but I want to bring another guy too. I want to date both of you at the same time. Just see how everything goes."
But that's how they do on The Bachelor.
No, I'm saying
it has worked out.
Has it?
On The Bachelor?
But I think the Golden Bachelor got divorced
already.
Yeah, they're done.
Damn.
I don't think of The Bachelor as like something that works.
But it's kind of like, but no, it's a couple people that went on The Bachelor and got married.
A couple out of
together.
How many years have they been doing this, Hugh?
They've been doing it for a while.
Okay.
They've been doing it
for a while. The hit rate.
So wait a minute, the Golden Bachelor, he divorced already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're in the golden age, you can't wait. You got to see if it clicks or it doesn't.
No, dog. He like 70, ain't he?
Well, is that not a lot of time to figure it out?
That's what I'm saying.
Gotta make hasty decisions.
But you married.
The upper room is calling,
Hugh. I'm pretty sure. What happened? Like, why did you get divorced? I don't like.
You heard him in the upper room's calling.
In the upper. Room. I don't understand what the problem is, but I guess that's just my demeanor. I wouldn't have had a problem with going on a golf outing with other people that might be potentially drafted. If anything, like what the Commodores had, like the third pick,
second pick.
If anything, I'm tap dancing. I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to be one of those ladies on the show that's trying to get the rose at that point.
We all know how Hugh would act on
the Bachelorette. No, I'm just saying, man, that's the second, you know what I mean? That's the second pick in the draft.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah, but he thought that was his job interview.
God, I did not know how to act on The Bachelor.
You know, how about that D, baby?
I think we should get Hugh on The Bachelor.
We wouldn't go anywhere.
What do you mean?
We would play video games, and
it'd be great for the show.
Some women might like that.
Think about the appeal of this show if all these people that don't know about us start seeing you on The Bachelor.
Well, would I be the midlife crisis bachelor? Because I don't feel like I'm golden bachelor material.
No, you're too young for golden bachelor.
Yeah, because
definitely not gold.
The denture status on that show. Did you see like some of those people dental work? You know, I'm big on that now since I go to the dentist like every.
Yeah, you see that. You see that.
I mean, you see stuff like that. You notice stuff.
I think the biggest issue you'd have on The Bachelor is you have to wear grown-up clothes. They dress nice.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.